would like for you now to bring yourself into yourself, to call back all the energy you have left out elsewhere in the grid, in the world, calling all your energy back, asking that it be healed and transformed. Feel the energy returning to you. Feel that sense of completeness and wholeness as you draw that energy inward and reintegrate this healed and transformed energy into your fields. And as you integrate this wayward energy, would like for you to think now about the idea of synthesis. And in this sense, synthesis as in the ability to bring things together in such a way that they make sense to you. And in making sense to you, you are able to process the opportunity inherent in the energy. And for a moment, just feeling the sense of completeness and wholeness of all your energy. It would like for you to turn on that sun. And there's two suns that we work with. One is in the center of your chest. That sun. The sun of the heart, or the heart of the sun. And then there is the sun in the middle of your head, in the middle of your brain, in the center of your mind. And shining their collective light on your completed energetic self. Calling on the will to act for a sacred triplicity. So you've got the sun of the mind and the sun of the heart and the will to act. The will to act and know what those thoughts are, what that energy is. Will to act to know the opportunity they present. And just holding this energy in this memory and this knowing in your fields for you to uncover at the right time, in the right way, with the right people, in right relationship to the knowing and to the people and to yourself. So, while the triplicity exists between the two suns and the will to act. Their collective wisdom is expressed through the will to express divinity, and divine ideas. And one of the divine ideas that you will want to integrate is the help that's available to you at all times from all different directions. And the violet flame is just one way. Now, the advantage of the violet flame is its ability to know you, its intelligence begins to know you in a way that's better than the way you know yourself. And so just keeping this in mind, and that the more, it's like intimate friendship. The closer you become to someone, the more that you tend to share with them information you might not share with just anyone. And the violet flame becomes that friend. The violet flame uses its intimate knowledge of you to know how to bring forward into your awareness those issues, ideas, beliefs, thoughts that you don't really want to own, that you don't want to know are yours, that you don't want to deal with. That's its greatest healing power. Its greatest healing power right there. In its ability to bring forward those things that you have buried deeply. So part of the way that you want to work with the violet flame is by surrendering to the idea that it will bring to you those awakenings and awareness that will be the biggest and most helpful information for you. And now, dropping your shoulders while at the same time allowing that light, that white, that rainbow white cord of light past the crown of your head, actually aligned with your core of light, and just allowing that cord of light, just giving it a very soft pull from above so that it straightens your spine ever so slightly into a state of greater comfort. And focusing in now on your comfort. Opening your senses to feel this comfort, to experience the ease of being comfortable. And as you allow yourself to experience this deep relaxation, this sinking into the comfort, letting yourself sink into the comfort, being supported by the comfort, suspending your body in a state of comfort. All points are at ease. And there at the base of the head, at the top of the spine, is a flower. I want you to focus on that flower. What color it is, what shape it is. What does it look like? But it's centered over the base of the skull and the top of the spine. And this flower is in full blossom, centered. And as you put all your focus on this flower, you become aware of a flower just like it at the base of the spine. And there's a connection between these two blossoms, some form of a lotus, whatever the flower is. Because in the final analysis, all flowers are related. And to love one flower is to appreciate all flowers on some level. And as you picture these two blossoms, one at the base of the skull, the other at the base of the spine, both outward facing, and as if it is as if you are standing behind yourselves, behind your physical form. You could almost imagine that your etheric body is standing behind your physical form, that you are inhabiting for a moment your etheric body. And your consciousness is observing both of these flowers in their own colors and looking at the line of energy running between them, sustaining them. And as you are watching them, they are rotating clockwise. Just watching it. Watching these two flowers rotate in sync with each other. And as they are rotating in sync with each other, with this connecting line of energy, a third blossom appears. And this one is in the high heart area. Same type of flower, same blossom, different color or the same. Set your intent to remember. And it is as if the two blossoms, the base of the skull and the base of the spine, it's as if their energetic exchange needed an outlet, a third outlet for the energy they generate. And so for a moment, just standing there and watching them express their energy. And they're expressing their energy in divine ways through these blossoms. And you, the consciousness inside the etheric body, is simply receiving the energies that the consciousness in all its parts is shedding. And you accept it, you take it on, affirming, healed and transformed, and then bringing it in. Bringing it in and holding the focus. Holding the focus of this third point of energy. And just allowing it. And believing that this energy's purpose is to heal your mind of these subconscious and unconscious thoughts, and remembering that healing requires some kind of intervention in the course of whatever is making you ill. So breathing in this energy, deeply breathing it in, breathing it all the way down to the pelvic floor, and energizing that blossom. And then breathing it up from that high heart, breathing it into the high heart and breathing it up to the mind, and connecting, fully connecting all three points of light. And if you are ready, you can at any time exchange the energies to move them around in the sequence. So you might experience these energies in a different way, to change up your experience and give you fresh perspective. Whenever you make the effort to see things from another's point of view, You are expanding your growth and increasing the value of this information and the person who brought it to you or made it available to you, and not just you specifically, but to everyone or anyone at large. So just gratitude, thinking about being grateful, and finding within that space a concerted effort to improve yourself in some way, to increase, to expand, to gain in wisdom or skill in action, whatever it may be. And now, letting go of the blossoms, letting go of the energies, just letting them go. Affirming healed and transformed as they make their way back to source. And now feeling even more comfortable as the energies you have called back to you are more completely reintegrated into your forms and fields. Finding within yourself the ability to offer forgiveness to yourself for any and every plan you ever made that didn't work out. Forgive yourself. But take responsibility. Know that it was your creation. Know that if it, whatever it was, showed up, it was because you called it to you through your thoughts and your words. And forgive yourself. Spiritual growth is a process, and if there is an end to it, we haven't found it yet. So opening up all of yourselves to this acceptance of an ongoing spiritual practice. Opening up and holding the focus that this will work not just for you, but with all others. Would like for you to open your senses all around you. Open your mind, open your heart. Allow the energy of your will center to be steadily flowing outward in gentle waves. And these gentle waves moving through your will center are the energies of a rightly directed will. An energy so soft and fluid that it brings to the will center the ability to roll easily with change, to experience change, like greeting a new friend with joy and openness and a willingness to get to know this energy. Taking your time. And now, turning first to the Master Lady Nada and thanking her for her help. And turning to the Master Hilarion and thanking him for his help. Turning also to the Master Serapis Bey and just allowing this energy of the will to harmonize, allowing it to stay, to become a part of our collective energy signature. And now, with all this gathered energy, bringing it all together now, the energy of the suns, the energy of the flowers, the energy of the will, and the knowledge, is bringing it all together. And in gathering it up, I want you to focus it at the throat. And silently or aloud, repeat the words, I am the power to liberate myself from all unwanted ignorance, all unwanted unawareness. I am the power to liberate myself through the truth of my experience. I am the power to liberate myself through the truth of my experience. I am the power to liberate myself through the truth . And turning now to yourself as soul, giving thanks, coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you. Namaste.